Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish and Fupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. And while we're actually having a business discussion right now, I suppose another discussion we could have has to do with U.S. executives and health companies currently on high alert, because last week, a CEO of a health company was actually assassinated. Shot him behind the head as he was walking. They don't really know what the motive is yet. They thought they had the killer, but then it turned out it was a case of mistaken identity. What can you tell us, Google?
This one is a really interesting case. And as you mentioned, it's a combination of really unpacking company strategies and policies, the impact that it has on their customer or client base, and where there is a heightened level of disgruntlement, how this is now actually culminated into a criminal offense. So whilst the dots are still being pieced together, it certainly has sent through shockwaves when it comes to the business fraternity in the United States. As you correctly state, Brian Thompson, who's the CEO of United Healthcare, that is the U.S.'s leading insurance provider from a medical point of view in that particular country. Now, it is part of a billion dollar industry, which certainly has brought about some frustrations within the customer base that they serve. In the U.S., much like anywhere else in the world, there's a heightened level of frustration regarding medical insurance and certain terms and conditions and policies they have in place regarding pre-authorization, which ultimately does lead to a lot of people not getting the adequate medical cover that they require, and a lack of payments in terms of the treatments that they desire. So as a result, this is part of the concern that has led to the shooting and killing of the CEO. As a result, companies are taking a very forthright approach to beefing up security of their executives. Other medical companies have begun scrubbing their websites, removing images and personal details of the executive and leadership team, beefing up the security detail for their travels, and even enhancing and extending that to their families and loved ones. It does raise a lot of concern, again, I guess, as to how this will be perceived around the U.S. economy and executive leadership, but even how it might have ripple effects across the rest of the world, given that anywhere you go, really, there is always a level of disgruntlement against capitalism and cap leaders of business, should there be outcomes or decisions that the business implements that might not be positively met by the larger public and their client base.
Yeah. So, you know, generally when people's backs are against the wall and they seem to think that the reason for that is because of corporate greed, then the person that they hold accountable will be CEOs. That's why CEOs, specifically in America, are scrambling like this. If you remember the movie John Q, it was a guy named John Q Archibald, who had a son who needed medical attention. He thought he had adequate cover. But then when he got there, they didn't want to give his son the medical attention and his son was going to die. He then obviously held the hospital hostage and he said, I'm not going to allow my son to die. You have to do something. That's what happens when people are desperate. Now, I'm by no means justifying that CEOs should get killed or anything like that. But I see why CEOs are worried for their lives, because generally, just globally, people are not having a good time.
At all. And I think that's a very illustrative way to actually share the messaging around the lived reality, not only of Americans, but really people across many, many sectors. So it does raise concerns. Not too sure what the impact will be, but it is impacting the markets. It's impacting society. And as you say, you know, impacting the decisions that are taken at a C-suite level.
No, 100%. And then tell us about Kaya Biz, Gassi SME Summit.
So all the excitement is directed to this coming Wednesday, where we have our second installment of the Kaya Biz Gassi SME Summit in partnership with Standard Bank. It's the second year running, and last year we had a resounding success where we gathered entrepreneurs of all kinds in one room. This is really an extension of the Ekasinomics feature that we have on Kaya Biz, profiling township-based entrepreneurs, but really offering them access to markets, networking, mentorship, and of course, capital. So Standard Bank does have at least 500,000 Rand in prizes to give away. Entrepreneurs are lined up to actually join us for that. There'll be an elevator pitch where entrepreneurs can also not only pitch their businesses to future funders and investors, but will also receive a level of grant funding from Standard Bank too. We also have significant prizes to give away, but more than anything, a lot of our listeners can actually buy the tickets online, kaya959.co.za, for 150 Rand each. They can join me, join the Standard Bank team, and even join us for an outside broadcast that will be taking place live outside of the event. So looking forward to it this Wednesday. People just need to make sure that they get their tickets, because they're selling out really fast.
Okay. And what are the markets looking like?
Markets will open up from 86,938 points today. Looking at the currencies, we're at 18.05 to the US dollar, 22.95 to the British pound, and against the euro at 19.01.
Now she brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gulish Mfuphi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.